Chinese Vice Premier He Lifeng held talks with U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent on Saturday in a tentative first step towards defusing a trade war that is disrupting the global economy. Bessent and he were meeting in Geneva after weeks of growing tensions in which duties on goods imports between the world's two largest economies have soared far beyond 100%. The talks were still underway late on Saturday afternoon and were widely expected to continue on Sunday. The trade dispute, combined with U.S. President Donald Trump's decision last month to impose duties on dozens of other countries, has disrupted supply chains, unsettled financial markets and stoked fears of a sharp global downturn. The location of the talks in the Swiss diplomatic hub was not made public. However, witnesses saw both delegations returning to the residence of Switzerland's ambassador to the UN in the leafy suburb of Cologne after a lunch break, where they remained for several hours. They had met for around 2 hours in the morning at the gated villa, which has its own private park overlooking Lake Geneva. Earlier, U.S. officials, including Bessent and U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer, smiled as they left their hotel on the way to the talks, wearing red ties and American flags on their lapels. Bessent declined to speak to reporters. At the same time, Mercedes vans with tinted windows were seen leaving a hotel where the Chinese delegation was staying on the lakeside as runners preparing for a weekend marathon warmed up in the sunshine. Washington is seeking to reduce its trade deficit with Beijing and convince China to renounce what the United States says is a mercantilist economic model and contribute more to global consumption, a shift that would require politically sensitive domestic reforms. Beijing has pushed back against what it sees as external interference. It wants Washington to lower tariffs, clarify what it wants China to buy more of, and treat it as an equal on the world stage. China's determination to protect its national development interests is as solid as a rock, and its stance and goals in defending international fairness and justice, as well as maintaining the global economic and trade order, remain unwavering, Chinese state news agency Xinhua said in a commentary on Saturday. With distrust running high, both sides have been keen not to appear weak, and economic analysts have low expectations of a breakthrough. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Friday that an 80% tariff on Chinese goods seems right, suggesting for the first time a specific alternative to the 145% levies he has imposed on Chinese imports. He has suggested the discussions were initiated by China. Beijing said the U.S. requested the discussions and that China's policy of opposing U.S. tariffs had not changed.